I was born in 1944. One of the few people probably around that was actually born in Peabody. And as you can see, I haven't wandered too far. Attended local schools, South Memorial School, which is in South Peabody. Peabody High School. Graduated in 1962. Went to the service. Came back. Went to college. And spent most of my years before being mayor as a federal bank examiner for the FDIC. Actually spent 30-odd years doing that. And I've been mayor now. This is my sixth year. So I don't know how to retire. And I think part of that is the upbringing we've all had in Peabody of just always being a working community. You and I have talked a little bit, and I showed you that picture that I had of when I was working in a tannery at the ripe old age of, according to my mother, 8 years old. Brother and I, because of family necessity, had to help out. So I started off kind of early in the tanneries, after school and on Saturdays to help the family.
Was that typical for the kids?
Everybody helped. You know, it was like the old statement that we were all poor and never knew it. The Bonfanti family has been in the leather industry for a long time. Family story is my mother and father met while working in a tannery in Lynn called Argos, A-R-G-O-S. At that same tannery, one of my uncles was a foreman there. And then in the history of the Bonfanti family, we've had several uncles and aunts who worked in the tanning industry and three, four that actually owned small tanneries. Yes, and I actually worked for Leo for several years while I was going to school. It was quite an interesting experience. Leo was one of those characters that seemed to inhabit the leather industry. Now, they were hard-working guys. You know, a lot of them made money, went broke, made money, went broke. It was kind of the nature. It's amazing to me when you go back and you think the working conditions that there was something out of the 1880s. Mm-hmm. And OSHA would have had a field day today if they walked in and saw the open containers of finish and chemicals and guys walking around smoking and throwing their cigarette butts and the you know, the dust from the leather shavings. And today, these conditions, and to have a kid, and lots of kids worked because their families owned the tanneries, and they helped out. But to see the conditions, you know, it would be child abuse. I sometimes think that several generations of PBD kids who worked in the tanneries, going to school or otherwise, probably the most valuable lesson, because you'd sit there after working several hours in the heat and the tough conditions and say to yourself, man, I'm going to hit those books, going to do something else. On the other side, I certainly have to say it. A lot of these guys, when I look back, they were really heroes. They showed up, they put in their 12 hours under terrible conditions. They did it for 30 years, and they did it under tough circumstances to feed their families. And their families, in many, many cases, went on and became the professionals. And that was always one of the laments in the leather industry, was the fact that, you know, it moved out. Part of the reason it moved out was the owners and their sons and daughters moved on into better things. And that the capital investment was not put back in. Mm-hmm. And one of the killers to the leather industry, of course, was concerned with the environmental laws. And rightly so. And rightly so. Not that people intentionally did things. They didn't know better.
And the smell?
Very noticeable. I can remember distinctly having a friend come to Peabody and saying to me one time on Foster Street, "What is that god-awful smell?" And I looked at him and said, "That smell feeds my family." Mm-hmm. It provided jobs for a lot of new people coming in and gave them a good quality of life. Hard work, but it fed their families. Well, I lived on, again, in South Peabody on Linfield Street, and it was a mix in the neighborhood. Italians and my next-door neighbor, on both sides, were Russians, surprisingly enough. Big Irish population. And again, no one knew the difference. We had certain segments of town. You know, for example, Walnut Street was Greek town. And then a newer group coming in with the Portuguese, and they were strange because they played this game called soccer that no one could quite figure out. You know, and today it's the sport in a major sport in the city of Peabody. You know, a real good mix, and kids don't know the difference. Parents sometimes, or older people, should take a page out of the kids. It's all they're interested in, who can hit the ball the farthest, or run the fastest, or things of that nature at that age. So I had a good childhood in the sense that a lot of mixed, and we were all welcome.